Thank you, thank you, thank you. Man, come on. Wow, I love church, man. I love Sundays. Thank you, sir. Love Sundays. It's a great day. Best day of the week for me. I love it. It's what we gear for all week. Like you, I love it that you gear for what you do, and then I gear for what I do, and this is what I do. I do Sundays, and I love Sundays, and I love being in our God's presence, and I love being in his presence together as the assembly and as the community. And man, it's just so good. We're so blessed. We have such a great church, man. Such great people. Thank you, worship team. Just powerful this morning. So good. Can't wait for tonight. Man, it's good. I was here early this morning and just praying and just seeking the Lord and just... I like to travel between the rows and just lay my hands on the rows and just pray for you as God would draw you into this place today and just pray for your kids and kingdom kids and just as husbands and wives and teenagers and young people and just, this is a verse that came to my heart this morning when I'm praying, and it's Psalms 13, verse 5. It says this: "But I have trusted in your loving kindness, and my heart shall rejoice in your salvation." And this is David, and he says, "But I love this, but I have trusted in your loving kindness." Man, I just dwelt on that this morning and just walked around and just praying. What does it mean to say, "I have trusted in your loving kindness"? Man, that means, listen, I have come to a place, no matter what's on my plate, no matter the circumstances of my world right now, no matter where I'm at, no matter what the reports, no matter, I have come to a place to learn to trust in your loving kindness, no matter what's happening in my world, no matter what's on my plate, no matter the circumstances of life, I have come to a place. Listen, it's easy to trust God when everything's going your way. It's easy to trust God when everything lines up exactly the way you thought it would line up. It's good. God is good. Oh, this is wonderful. God, I can trust you. But when everything goes a different way, but when things don't go your way, but when God's way isn't lining up exactly what your way is, and you come to a place to say, "But God, in those moments, I need to trust in your loving kindness." Man, I just loved that today. Loved it this morning, and I love it in this service, where no matter where we're at, we have to come to the place to say, "God, it's me lining up with your way." And I love that because there's a sense of, even that moment of worship, of release, there's that moment of release of me. "God, I'm tired of doing it my way. It's time for me to do it your way. And it's time to release me." And what happens when you actually allow God to do it his way in your life, and you come to that place to land on this verse to say, "God, I have trusted you in your loving kindness, and my heart shall rejoice in your salvation, and I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." Amazing. Great place to be. Man, I love that. Come on, turn with me, please. Two places this morning: Proverbs and Joel. Proverbs chapter 4, Joel chapter 2. We are kind of in this in-between. I'm going to preach on the word diligent today, and then next Sunday, we're going to preach on the word diligent again. And then we're going to start getting into Easter, and I'm so pumped about Easter this year. I'm excited about where we're at in this building. I'm excited about the people who are coming and the new people that have been joining us as a community. Man, just continue to invite, continue to bring your family and your friends. And I'm excited about the direction of BC, man. We're in such a good spot. And I love that even in this, the word diligent, I need you to see this, because this is one of those messages. I'm going to get a little excited. I don't know if you can believe it or not, but I'm going to get a little pumped up today, because I love what I see in this, and I love the authority. There's authority in this verse that we've got to catch. Honestly, there is authority in this verse. Proverbs is God's advice. Can I strongly suggest that you take God's advice? If your advice isn't God's advice, guess who's wrong? Whoop. Just a thought. Take God's advice in this. And this is, please hear this, this is for those who are in this church, probably 12 and above are in this sanctuary right now. If you are 12 and above, you've got to hear this. If you're a teenager, don't miss this. You need to hear this. If you're an adult, if you're married, if you're parenting, if you've got kids, if your kids are out of the house, if you are now retired, you've got to get this, because there is a sense of what the Bible says about keeping your guard up. How many times do we let our guard down when we think we've got past a certain stage in our life? We let our guard down. Well, listen. When you get this, when you're 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever your age, when you start dating, when you start getting into a serious relationship, when you start your marriage, when you start getting into parenting, listen, there's so many events of life that are so important, but the one thing remains true through all of it is God says, guard your heart. That's what God says, no matter what age in life, guard your heart. And I love this. Look at this. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Lord, bless this word. Thank you for your word. It is powerful. God, I love this. I love this. I love this. Thank you for giving us your word that we may know you. Thank you for your advice in this. And Father, I pray that we would get this. Church, please just take a moment and say, God, help me to get this. Help me to get this today. Help me to catch this. In Jesus' name. Come on, amen. Proverbs 4, verse 23 says this. Watch over your heart. Now, let's just look at this. Watch over your heart, or your version may say, guard your heart. And when you see this, guard your heart. Okay, when you understand your heart, when the Bible's talking about your heart, it's talking about your inner person, not so much your beating instrument, because it's talking about who you are on the inside, the real you. That's what the heart is. It's the real you. And God says, listen, guard your heart. When you understand the word guard, I love this word guard, or watch over your heart. And the word guard here is a military term. It means a guard. It means to protect. It means to block. It means to surround. So I look at this, and I'm a visual dude, man. I love pictures, and I see scripture, and I read, and I get these pictures in my head, and I try to define it, what it looked like. And I see this military guard that are all on guard, and they're all in a line, and they all take a knee, and there's these big shields, and they're in this sense to block anything that's trying to get in. So you've got this military guard that they set a guard, a literal guard, a blockade, saying, listen, you're not getting past this. Because we are protecting someone, we are protecting a people, we are protecting our village, we are protecting, and I look at this, we are protecting our state, we are protecting our country, and we put this serious blockade, we put this sense of a shield around that you are not going to penetrate this. That's the word picture here for the word guard or to watch. Well, what is it that we're supposed to be so serious about blocking? That we're supposed to put this shield around our heart that says, you can't get through this. It says, guard your heart. Watch this. With all diligence. The word diligence here, you got to see this, man. With all diligence, it means with an intensity. It means with an alertness. It means with a purpose. Like we got to look at this and say, okay, God, you're telling me that I'm supposed to be intense about guarding my heart. I'm supposed to be on purpose and intentional, and I'm supposed to be very alert on not allowing things into my heart. What is so important about my heart? What is so important about what gets in? Church, please hear this. Just even like the beating heart, like your heart, it has a valve that goes in and it has a valve that goes out. I know you're impressed with my biology. I got a C. I worked hard for that C. I think a C, maybe D, but it was a pass. That's what I know. But that's my knowledge of the heart. It pumps, stuff goes in, stuff goes out. I think it's blood, right? So blood comes in, blood goes out. But you look at our inner being. Guess what? What comes in is eventually going to come out. And when God says his advice is this, with an intensity, being always alert, being very much on purpose, you better protect what comes in. Because if you allow it to come in, then guess what? It is going to show up because it's going to come out. And I got to come to this place with an intensity and with a diligence and very much on purpose. I am not going to let my guard down. I am not going to let the shield fall. I'm not going to allow that which comes in to get in. You are not allowed here. Man, when you look at this, listen, church, when you understand, there's a serious thing that People want to get into your world. And it's a serious thing of being on guard on a certain people that you let into your world. Listen, I have this thing in my house. If there's a negativity about you, if you're a naysayer, and I love this, when you really understand what it is to be toward somebody and for somebody, I don't want people. I have a blockade up. If you are not towards me, if you are not for me, if you're not towards my wife, if you're not for my wife, if you're not towards my family, if you're not for my family, you're not allowed in. And you come to this place to say, I am not going to drop my guard. We need to guard with an intensity of that who we are. I'm not going to let the naysayers in. And listen, please hear this. You got to get this, because so many times we let the naysayers in. We let the negative people in. We let the people in who aren't really for you. Maybe they're faking it, but they're not for you. They're not towards you. And we just think, oh, let's just get all Christianese on this and let's just be all nice. And maybe, no. This is a military term. Guard, put up a blockade. You're not allowed in. You're not coming through these doors. There's way too much at stake about my heart that I'm not letting you in. So what is it, church? Please hear this. What is it that we need to get serious about blocking? Man, you want to surround yourself. Life is just way too short. You want to surround yourself with people who are for you. And you want to surround yourself with people who are towards you. You want to surround yourself with people who are going to build you up. You want to surround yourself with people who are going to correct you. You want to surround yourself with people who are going to say, listen, knucklehead, the bridge is out ahead. What do you think you're doing? Listen, you can't do that. Listen, you're walking away from God. What is happening in your life? You need to make a change. Man, you need to repent. These are the people that you want to allow in because they're towards you and they are for you. But there are those who are against you. There are those who are not for you. There are those who are trying to get into your stuff, being all negative, and it's that you are allowed to put up a block to say no. If you're a young person in this place, man, you better be very careful who you allow in your world. You better be, listen. Don't mess with this. This is one of those intense words from God that says, listen, with an intensity, on purpose, block, guard your heart, protect your heart. Because I want to show you, watch what the second half of this verse says. It says this, for from it flow the issues of life. So, you know, you can go down and you go through scripture. I've got several verses that I want to cover. And I want you to see just a touch of what God's word says about your heart. What are some of the issues of your heart? When you break this down, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. I am not going to let my guard down. I am going to keep my guard up. I am going to block my heart. I'm going to protect my heart. I'm going to watch over my heart with an intensity. This is no joke. It's a battle. It's a fight. And you're not coming in here. Why? Because there's so much at stake. I want you to see there's just a few things that the Bible says actually come from our heart. So watch. When you begin to see things fall away in your life somewhere, please hear this, somewhere you let your guard down. And somehow you let stupid in. When God says, listen, you better put up guard and you better keep watch and you better protect your heart, because the real you, please hear this, man, what are you letting into the real you? What are you letting into who you really are? Because what you let in eventually is going to be let out. Now look at this, Matthew 15, verse 18 says this. And watch this. The things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. Listen, do you realize that the things that are coming out of your mouth actually come from your heart? And he says, listen, guard your heart, for from it flow the issues of life. So things that speak out of our mouth actually come from our heart. Look at Matthew 6, says this. Says this, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Do you realize that where you put your time, where you put your talents, where you put your treasures, where you put your finances actually is a symbol of where your heart is. Guard your heart, for from it flow the issues of life. Man, you need to understand this is a huge verse that encompasses so much of what actually is a part of who we are. What actually does the Bible say is a part of our hearts? Your money is a part of your hearts. Your treasures, a part of your hearts. Your mouth, the things that you speak, reveal the things that are in your heart. Let's look at Psalms 111, verse 1. I love this verse. You've heard me speak on this verse over and over. Praise the Lord, for I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. Do you realize that praise, and I'm going to really speak on this even more in depth next week, about our praise and worship should be intense, man. It should be diligent. Listen, church, I want to see, I'm telling you, man, even just this morning in the second service, my heart is to see a region give glory to God like he deserves. God, I want a region of people to stand in absolute awe of who he is, because he is God who breathed the universe, who sent his son, and for that he deserves to be honored and glorified. I want Jesus to be lifted high in this place that is the name that is above every name. And we come to a place, I want to see a region come to a place to worship and to give God the praise that is due him. I want to see that at BC. This is our heart at this church. It is. Come on, amen. Yes. But I love this. Look at praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. And this is us in the company of the upright and in the assembly. That's us today, this morning. We are the company of the upright and the assembly. Assembly is a word for church. The assembly of believers. Guess what that is? Church. Today. Here. Now. But guess where that Thanksgiving comes from? Comes from your heart. So if you begin to see your Thanksgiving begin to get less and less, if you begin to see your praise begin to take some hits, something got past your guard. Because our Thanksgiving comes from a place of being in all of our heart. And when you let your guard down, your Thanksgiving takes a hit. Your mouth takes a hit. Where your treasure goes, if it's not in the kingdom of God, it takes a hit. Proverbs 3:5, your trust in the Lord with all your heart. I love this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. When you understand that when I come to a place, say, God, this is such a big deal, I have to put a guard over my heart, because watch this. This is where I can really bank in and say, God, I will trust you in all things. I am able to put my feet in and stand and say, God, I have trusted you in your loving kindness. I have trusted you. God, I can trust you in all things. No matter what the outlook looks like, no matter what the bill looks like, no matter what, and we can go down a whole list to say, God, I want to walk in a sense to say, I will trust you and lean not on my own understanding. I don't want to lean on me and what I think. God, I want to bank on you. Now listen. When your trust begins to take a hit, because trust is supposed to come from your heart. I love this, because what are all the issues of our heart? From your heart flows the... Why does God say, listen, be intense about blocking who you really are. Be intense about who and what you let in. Be intense. Put that block up. Put that guard up. Be militant about it. Be strong in it. Be intense about it. Why? Because all these things come from who you really are. I love it, because my trust comes from my heart. And if I see me begin to lack... And what it really looks like to trust all in. I'm all in on my trust. If I begin to see that lack, please hear this, if I begin to see me leaning on my own understanding, if I think that I know more than God somewhere, please hear it, somewhere you can look at your blockade and somewhere there's a shield down and something got passed. Guard your heart with the diligence, for from it flow the issues of life. We see 1 Samuel says this, 12:24. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. Fear the Lord and serve him with all your heart. Church, what happens when you walk in a sense to say, man, my reverence for God and my respect for God, man, that I don't ever want to take hits on that. I'm not going to let anything get in that's going to hurt my respect of him and my fear of him and my reverence of him and my serving of him, because I see him and I understand him and I walk in this fear of him and a reverence of him and great such respect to him that I want to serve him. But what happens? Watch. This is so important. What happens when your fear of him begins to lessen and your service of him begins to lessen? Because that's supposed to be an issue of your heart. That's supposed to flow from the being of who you are. Then that means, please hear this, somewhere along the line, you let your guard down. And something got in, or someone got in. happens when you let something penetrate your guard. When you know you're supposed to stand in trust, and you know you're supposed to stand in reverence, and you know you're supposed to stand and serve, and yet someone comes along and say, well, if you serve such a great God, why is this happening? Well, if you serve the creator of the universe, why is this happening in your life? Let's just take a look at your life. How can you trust in a God who would allow, and you can go down a line, or you come to that place and say, no. I trust in the God of all creation. I trust in the God who would send his son for me. I trust in the God who goes before me and behind me. He's on my left. He's on my right. I trust in the God that says, listen, it's going to rain on the just and the unjust. I trust in the God in all of his provision. I trust in the providence of God. He knows exactly what he's doing. And you put a stop to it and you put a block to it immediately. Say, no, you're not allowed in. Why? Because God says, I need to be intense about this. I need to be diligent about this. I need to be on purpose about this. I need to be alert in this, that there will be many who are trying to penetrate the armor. And you're like, no. You're not allowed in. You're not getting through here because there's so much. This is so important. It's so important that I'm not going to allow anything in, because from my heart, this is what flows from my heart. Now, I'm not going to let doubt come in. I'm not going to let distrust come in. I'm not going to let that happen. And then look at this in Deuteronomy 6. I love this here. Deuteronomy 6 says this. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Look, this is a picture of when Jesus is being questioned by the scribes and the lawmakers, saying, listen, Jesus, and it was a total test. Well, what's the greatest commandment? They had over 600 laws in the Old Testament, over 600. And you were called to follow them to a T. These were man-made laws. And these guys wanted you to follow these things to the T. Could imagine the stress on that. Jesus, knowing the test, he said, let me make it real simple for you. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. But love the Lord your God with all your heart. So, church, can I ask you this? What happens when your love level just isn't there with God? What happens when you know, man, God, I can bank on your love. Your love is abundant. Your love is loving kindness. Your love for me, it can never change. It can never get more than it is. It can never get less than it is. Love is your very nature. It's your very character. But God, what happens when my thermometer begins to get a little less than, and my thermostat begins to get a less than, and my wants, my passionate love for you, my desire to honor you, my desire to serve you, my desire to walk in a reverence of you. God, what happens when my love level begins to decrease? Maybe we've let sin in. Maybe we've let things in our lives. Maybe we let the wrong people into our lives. And all of a sudden, you're beginning to look and say, God, what happened? God, there is that season of those years of my life that I was so in with you. I had such a passion for you, to walk in obedience to you, loving the Word of God, studying the Word of God. And then all of a sudden, you're looking back going, where am I in this? Well, guess what? Somewhere along the line, you let your guard down. Because one of the issues that flows from your heart is your love towards God. Now, listen, this is one of those real messages that you come to this place to say, God, I where have I let my guard down? Because you tell me that this is a serious, diligent, intense, alert, be on guard. I'm not going to let things penetrate, because from my heart, from my real person of who I really am, that flows these issues of life. And then you look at this, Deuteronomy 4:9. Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently. I love that. Keep your soul diligently, with a diligence, with an intensity. Keep your soul. Watch that. Watch. So that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart. There it is, from your heart, all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and to your grandsons. I love this, because this just screams the idea of remembering what God has done for you. Because there's this sense of we can get real quick going, God, what have you done for me lately? We can really quick begin to take God for granted. We can really quick turn on a dime and say, God, like really, seriously, where have you been? What's going on? How could you allow this? And then this, I love this because in your heart, we're called to be in that place to remember. We're called to be in that place to say, listen, God, I remember that you sent your son. I remember these moments in my life that you were very present in my time of need. I remember that your grace covered all of my sin. God, I remember. And you can go right down this line and saying, God, I will not forget. Happens when you let your guard down. We can really quick allow things into our heart to say, God, where have you been? God could say, that's funny, Sean, because I kind of been wondering where you've been. Sean, you let your guard down. And you drifted. I just say it's great to know that God will never leave me nor forsake me, and it's great to know that God never drifts. But it's in these moments that we hear this and we come to this place saying, where have I let my guard down? Because I'm called to watch over my heart with the diligence for from it flow the issues of life. And then we look at verse 24 right here, and it says this, put away from you a deceitful mouth and devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. I love how these are all a part of what it means to guard your heart. And I love this because I look at verses 25 and I look at verses 26 and I look at verses 27. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet and all your ways will be established. I love this. It says, listen, stay focused. Be intense about being focused. Be diligent in your own path. Stop looking at what everyone else is doing. Stop worrying about what everyone else is doing. Stop worrying about this person. Stop looking at what this person does. Stop being worried about what this person does. Stop being, and you come to, I love this, where he's just saying, listen, get focused. Stay on target. Watch your own feet. Quit worrying about everyone else's feet. Quit worrying about what this neighbor's doing. Quit worrying about what that person's doing. Quit researching what this, and get focused on what you're doing. So many times, church, we can get so off base and so worried and concerned about what everyone else is doing that we forget to mind our own business. And I love this. This is so clear. Look what it says. Watch the path of your feet. All your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left, but turn your feet from evil. I love it because God is just screaming his advice that says, listen, get focused on your own world. Stay focused on your own path. Stay focused on your own family. Stay focused on your own wife. Stay focused on what your own kids are doing. Listen, I'm not concerned about what any other church does. I'm not concerned about what other pastors do. I'm not concerned about what other worship teams do. We do what we do because we believe this is God has called us to be us here at BC. I'm not worried about, I'm focused on what God's called us as a plan in this church. I'm focused on what it looks like regardless to reach a region that will worship and praise him. I'm focused on watching people get saved. I'm focused on those being set free. I'm focused on a community coming together in a family atmosphere that's going to love one another, be toward one another, be for one another. This is, you could get real, you could be real bad and just focus on what everyone else is doing and you forget what you're supposed to be doing. What happens, church, if we came to a place to say, I'm not looking at the path of anyone else, man. I'm looking at my own path and I'm going to stay focused. And in that, I'm going to be guarded. And in that, I'm going to stay guarded. Come on, we look at this. The Bible says, with an intensity, block. block your heart. All of these things, your mouth, your treasures, your trust, your reverence for him, your serving of him, you come to that place to seeking him, you come to that place of your love for him, and you look at all of these things. Has any of them taken a hit because you let your guard down? Come on, join me in Joel, please. I want to close out with this. Joel chapter 2. What happens, church, when we truly keep our eyes focused on our own path? We lost a great man of faith in Billy Graham. I'm going to say lost, his gain, our loss. But my mom and dad grew up with him in that ministry, and just, and my mom said, she heard him once say, if you ever hear that I'm dead, don't believe it, because I just changed addresses. But what I love about Billy Graham was, yes, he had a simple message of salvation. It was beautiful and reached millions and millions, and just God used him as just this incredible servant for him. You didn't hear any scandals. You didn't hear about other women. You didn't hear about money. You didn't hear, it was nothing. He had it in with presidencies of all different rights or lefts, man. He had it in with all countries. He had a message. And I love it because I see he just stayed focused. He didn't turn to the right or to the left. He walked in a blameless way. He walked in a way of reverence to God. He walked in a sense of keeping his guard up. He walked in a sense that you're not allowed. And here there's way too much at stake. Church, what happens when you believe personally there's way too much at stake in my marriage? There's way too much at stake with my children. There's way too much at stake in my job. There's way too much at stake here in this church, in this region. If you're a young person, there's way too much at stake in dating the wrong person. There's way too much at stake. You can go right down the line. I'm going to guard my heart. Way too much at stake. Listen, man, young person, if you're in this place, you need to guard your heart. If you're at an age where you're interested, if you're a male interested in a female, if you're a female interested in a male, and you look at a sense where you begin this dating relationship, please, please, you have got to guard your heart. You've got to walk in a place to say, there's no way. It's way too much at stake to let my guard down, to really begin a relationship with someone who doesn't love Jesus, to begin a relationship with someone who's not on the same page as me in my worship and in my praise and in my obedience. There's way too much at stake. Man, listen. God says, young person, guard your heart with an intensity. Get real about it. Get serious about it. Block anything or anyone who's trying to come in to break that up, because there's way too much at stake. Way too much at stake for you. That you need to guard your heart. So you're not coming here. What happens when you get the idea and the real picture of what God is saying this morning? And this, you better get serious about this. This is very real. This is an intense picture of this military guard in front of you going, there's too much at stake, and I'm not going to start a relationship with you. There's way too much at stake. If you're trying to get down my pants, there's way too much at stake. You're not allowed in. I put the block up. I'm done with you. We are finished. And you come to this place to really understand this verse with an intensity, with a seriousness. You put a block up to say, no, 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 you're not allowed in. Because there's too much at stake. Because I see this is very real. Diligence. Get serious about it. For from it flow the issues of life. There's way too much at stake. Joel 2 says this. And I love this because this is God speaking. He says this. Yet even now, even now, like right now, now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. You know what another big issue of the heart is you come in a place to be able to hear God now, right now, in this moment where God says, come back. Where you've been, you let your guard down, you've drifted, come back. Because it takes your heart to return. Return to me, declares the Lord. Return to me now. Yet even now, declares the Lord. Right now, God declares, return to me. Come back to me with all your heart. Somewhere along the line, you let your guard down. Somewhere along the line, you let people in. Somewhere along the line, you let doubt in. Somewhere along the line, you let sin in. Somewhere along the line, whatever it looks like, you let your guard down. And man, even just preparing this thing this week, there's moments that God says, now, come back. Come back to me. Return to me now with all your heart. And I love this. Look at this. Continues to say this. And rend your heart and not your garments. He says this. Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil. Can you just bow your heads as we just close this thing out today? And you just, come on, what has the Spirit of God said to you this morning, in this moment, in this seriousness of this word? It's one of those intense words. If we catch it, we ask God, God, I need to catch it today. God, speak into my life today. Have you lost your passion? Have you lost your will to even just obey? Have you lost your reverence for God? Can I ask you this? Have you lost your way? And God just says, today, right now. Right now, come back. Right now, return to me with your heart. God says, for he is, or God says, I am gracious. I'm compassionate. I love this. God, you are gracious. God, you're compassionate towards me. Your mercy for me. But God, I've sinned. That's the distance. God, I've walked in sin. God, I know that I let my guard down in sin. God said, listen, mercy, mercy triumphs over judgment. Remember that where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. And God in this moment right now is saying, come back. Come on, return to me. I'm gracious. I'm compassionate. I'm slow to anger, God says. God's not waiting to punish you. He doesn't have to wait to punish you. If he wanted to do that, he doesn't have to wait to do that. God's not waiting for you to return so he can punch you in the face. That is not the God we serve. He's waiting for you to return so that he can embrace you, that he can really get you to understand, my grace is sufficient for you. My compassion and my mercy is towards you. I'm not mad at you. I love you. It says abounding in loving kindness, that he abounds in his love towards you. And in this, he says, listen, with all your heart, come back to me. Ask you, where have you let your guard down? Come on, where have you let your guard down? God, it's time to rebuild my guard, and it's time to put up guard again. And I'm going to be intense. I'm going to be diligent. I'm going to be serious. Father, we just, moment, God, we love you. We thank you. God, whatever you have spoke to us in this, God, it's so good. It's so real. You speak to us, God, in this. Man, can I just, I'm, in your mindset and in your vision. I want you to get this, man. Make a picture in your mind. Just a visual that you begin to build this guard around you. And just maybe you see this group of military men and they have their shields and they are blocking anything from getting to you. That you begin to build this shield around you and you just begin to build this protectant that's around you. That you say, I am going to guard my heart. Not allowed in, no more, no more. Cannot penetrate this. Because from my heart flows the issues of life. It's so important. It's so important. Jesus, we just ask that you would just give us this picture, please. No joke. No kidding around, God. There is a seriousness in this room right now, God. There's just a seriousness. God, I believe you're doing just work. That people just begin to build up guard again. To build up a blockade. You're no longer allowed in. Doubt, you're no longer allowed in. Fear, you're no longer allowed in. And God, I just ask in this moment for those who would just, if you're in this place and you're just at that spot where you're just like, I need to return. It's time for me to come home. It's time for me to come back. God loves you. His mercy is for you. He's compassionate towards you. His grace is sufficient. He's not mad at you. But he waits. But he waits. And then in this moment, you would say, God, I come back. I'll return to you. And I'll keep my guard up. In Jesus' name. Come on, amen.